All right, everybody, I'd like to introduce our next presentation here at the Planet MicroCap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. Joining us right now is Omri Brill from Adcore.
Hello, everyone. So first of all, good afternoon. It's my pleasure to tell the Adcore story today. Actually, I flew a long way from Tel Aviv, Israel, just to be here today and to speak and to tell our story. And also, I enjoy to see in the crowd a lot of familiar faces. We have the team from Adcore sitting with me, our GM of North America, Martin, and Nick, the head of IR. Two board members we have today as well, Nancy and Sokey. So, like, quite a team that came today from Adcore. So let's jump into the presentation. Robert really insists that we will read the entire disclaimer, but Robert is not here now, so we can skip it, I guess. But that's the disclaimer, it's a standard disclaimer. And we are Adcore. So Adcore is a marketing technology powerhouse. Basically, we built and develop technology marketing tech applications, and basically helping businesses to scale their online activity and be more profitable. So it's not a small thing. Obviously, every business would like to scale, would like to gain new clients. This is exactly what Adcore is busy doing and building. So a bit of a background, the company was founded in 2006 in Tel Aviv, Israel, by myself. Back then, we were a team of just three people, so we scale up slowly. 2019, the company went public or publicly listed in the Toronto Stock Exchange, the venture first, and then we graduated in less than 1 year to the TSX, to the big board. And to date, we are a team of around 60 people. Six offices worldwide. The headquarters are still in Tel Aviv, Israel, but we have quite a large team in Toronto, Canada, and Winnipeg as well. We have a team in Melbourne, Australia, two teams, one in Hong Kong and one in Shanghai. So quite a nice globally spread for the company. So some investment thesis, and obviously you're here today and you hear a lot of story about different companies. Everybody think or believe is all company is the best company out there, but just to sum up why we believe Adcore is such an interesting investment opportunity. So A, the company is growing fast over the course of the last 6 years or so. We've been growing almost 20% year on year. And the key or what drives this, I would say, growth is mainly technology, AI, and market expansion. The ability, you know, to develop more technology, to develop better tools, and basically to be in more markets. We have very strong financial foundation. Almost 7.5 billion in cash position. We have zero debt, and the company is more or less balanced. So we're not burning cash, and basically gross profit is around 1 million Canadian a month, and that's also the burn rate. So we are exactly where we want to be, and we have a very strong foundation for future growth and a stable one as well. And the company is fully in line with investor current trends. So investing in Adcore is investing in AI, investing in digital transformation, investing in automation. So that's a good ticket, you know, to be part of all of these major trends that's going on right now. And we are tech-driven innovation. So a lot of the growth that you see and that we are about to show today was or is driven by technology and by innovation. By the way, I'm going to run through the presentation. So if somebody have a question in the middle, you can ask me. But if not, we can keep the question for the end, and I'm sure we'll have enough time. It's not such a long presentation. So company vision is effortless marketing. In a sense, we work very hard every day in order to make the life for our clients as easy as possible and streamlined as possible when they spend their dollars online, and we want to make it as efficient as possible for them as well. Just to understand what is the ecosystem where the company operates in, then basically we have a nice client list from one end, which is over here, the right side, and the left side, a partner list. So basically the client list, think of it as the demand side. It could serve clients like Nike, like Lacoste, like Decathlon, Toys R Us, so big brands, but we also serve mid-sized companies, and we serve ad agencies. So it's not just the Nike of the world or the Toys R Us of the world that work with us. So that's the demand side. And the supply side, we work with everyone, or we are partner with everyone. Adcore is a premier partner of Google, elite partner of Microsoft Advertising, for example, 2023, named the global partner of the world, of globally for Microsoft, and Meta, Criteo, and the list go on. And you can think of EDCO solution as something that sit here in the middle, right? So from one end, let's say Nike, for example, want to work with multiple channels on multiple, let's say, markets, right? And you can start to establish this connection with every single channel and every single market. So that's one option. Another option is to establish a single connection with EDCO and get access to everyone. And that's very easy, that's very powerful, and obviously there's more to it that you can think. And there's also a network effect. So in a sense, EDCO win a new client, we have become more important as partner for Microsoft, right? Because we have bigger demand from one side. And vice versa, we are now establishing a new partnership, let's say, with Criteo, we become more important to our clients because we have a more supply to offer to them. So that's great, and that's what makes the EDCO story a bit more unique and interesting. And we've been talking about 20% growth average almost year on year, and there's actually four key drivers that fueling the company growth. And I would like to go one by one and explain why this is so important for us. So the first one, we are very lucky to operate in a fast-growing market or industry of digital marketing, right? So it's already a massive market today. 2023 number, it's $900 billion of online advertising. And fast forward 2023, which is literally around the corner, we talk about 1.2 million. So it's growing fast, and that's always help. And also bear in mind, I know like if we had this conversation 2 or 3 years ago, people would ask how much, what portion of online advertising, what is the portion of offline advertising, what is the mix between the two. But now there's almost none, right? Everything is digital. Even TV or linear TV, we have CTV now, billboards, we have digital billboards. So everything is shifting online, and this is a lot of money that's going our way, which is good. The company, as I mentioned before, was founded in Tel Aviv, Israel, and the first office outside Israel, or the first market that we've been targeted, was Australia. So we opened an office over there in 2017, and since then, opened two offices in North America, one in Toronto and one in the States. Actually, we have another office in Winnipeg. We have a dev team over there. And we have two offices that we opened 2021 and 20 in Hong Kong and Shanghai, mainland China as well. So quite a good global spread as well. And this is also help us to generate more growth because you will see later down the presentation that, let's say, our latest market that we've been focusing to was North America, and now is probably the fastest growing market for us. So basically, we went to North America, it took us some time to develop it, but now it's growing, and you see that all this effort is bearing fruit, which is always good to see. Another very important growth driver for the company is technology and innovation. So we continue developing apps. You will see the lineup of the different apps that the company already developed. And basically, this is growing a lot of, this is driving a lot of the growth that the company see. And we'll talk about our new app that we developed or launched just 12 months ago, already generated, for example, $1 million in ARR. So basically, we built something and quite quickly generate real revenue for us as well. And last but not least is AI, which is accelerating everything that we are doing. Basically, if let's say a specific app development time up to, let's say, 1 or 2 years ago was 1 year, we can now do it in maybe 6 to 3 months. So it's like we're cutting down the, let's say, the go-to-market time is in more than 50%, which is dramatic. So we can do everything far faster now using AI. We can also develop much more complex technology solution. So if up until now the technology solution was nice but not super deep technology and complex, now it's a different ballgame. With AI, we can really build deep technology and do very complex technology solution for our clients. The level of data quality and integrity is far better. Obviously, we can scan endless amount of data, making sure that everything is correct, everything is right, everything is done by AI today, and we are also more efficient, right? If before we needed a QA team of, I don't know, 4 people, we can do the same task now, or even better, with 2 people maybe, right? Because AI is a big game changer for us. So just to ramp up, we talk about we are EDCO operating in a very fast-growing and huge market, you know, which is online advertising or online marketing. We talk about the company has been expanding a lot geographically. That's really helped us growing because now we're tapping into new market. We talk about how important technology is and that it generates growth for us, and obviously that we are now accelerating because of AI. So when we talk about the AdCore, let's say, lineup of application, marketing application, we talk about the AdCore Marketing Cloud. And under this cloud today, we have 9 different apps. And we'll cover some of the apps, or the most important one of them, so you guys have some understanding about what are the apps, what solutions they are solving in the market, and why it's so important for us. So, like I mentioned, 9 essential marketing apps. And we can go, let's say, on the most important ones. So the first one is MediaBus. MediaBus is the app that I just mentioned that launched maybe 1 year ago and already generated for us $1 million in ARR. And basically this helps solve a solution that some markets, let's say outside of the States or other more developed countries, have a big issue even doing basic stuff like opening a Google Ad account or opening a Microsoft Ad account, maybe sending money to this account. So this is what MediaBus is set up to do. We built a digital wallet that you can tap money into this wallet and then open this account and basically send budget from your digital wallet directly to Google or Microsoft or other. So it sounds simple, but actually it's have a lot of demand and it solves a big issue in the market. And we see like this app is very fast growing right now on us. So that's one example. Another example is maybe Effortless Feed. It's an app that we developed for Shopify store owners. You know, Shopify is a big a Canadian name, and basically is more than 1 million shop owners, and for them to now to generate a product fit from this store and maybe push it now to Google and do some kind of online marketing, they need an app like Effortless Feed that we develop, and you can find it on the Shopify App Store and easily use it. Feeditor is the same concept, but it's a more generic tool for feed optimization. That's another startup that we develop, and basically we see a lot of use for it, and the list go on. We can talk about Alerter, which monitoring your entire digital assets like campaign, website, and send you alert if something is wrong. Let's say if your website is off, you're going to get an alert. We talk about Samdocs that do a campaign analysis and show you maybe if you waste money and where you need to spend it more. And we can talk about Proposly. Proposly, and that's a secret, it's not fully launched yet, right? It's still in a very early beta or closed beta stage. But let me tell you a secret. So all the presentation that you see today with all the effect was built with Proposly. But what you see as this effect and nice presentation and everything look very nice, it's just maybe 10 to 20% of the app capabilities, because Proposly wasn't built to present nice presentation. It was built to solve a very critical issue in the market, which is sales process. So today, the sales process for offline selling process is very fragmented, right? Usually, if like I would start the sales process, I would maybe show a presentation to the client, and if the client like it, I will send him a price estimate, a quote. Maybe we need to do some adjustment to the price quote. Maybe you need to add some stuff to it and do some add-ons. And then if everything okay, he will need to sign an agreement. And then if that's great, you need to start making the payment and maybe you have question or communication regarding the project and stuff like that. So everything I just described now, A, take a long time, and B, usually be done for with a normal company with 4 different apps, right? You maybe have one app to do the presentation, another app to send the price estimate, another app maybe to send online an online agreement to be signed, you know, like DocuSign. Another maybe app if you have any to do the payment, another app for communication. But with Proposly, that's everything been built in with a single link to send to the client. So basically, it's very easy. You have a backend that looks like this, a CRM. You can create a new proposal. You can create a new presentation, share the link, and everything I just described now is already backed into the system. So if I look at the example, let's say a proposal, you can see over here, you have also, besides the presentation, you have the price estimate component. You have the value upgrade. So basically, like you're renting a car and they offer you all of this good stuff maybe you'd like to add when you rent a car, then you can upgrade it. You have the agreement signature. This one has already been signed. So you can see the agreement and you see that it's already fully signed, for example. And then you have the payment section as well. FAQ and stuff like that. That's the project. You can view picture and a document regarding the project. You can ask question on the project, and everything is backed, and that's the client portal. So So that bring a very seamless experience both to the clients, you know, that get like this specific, let's say, customized portals just for him, and also for the companies basically now to deal with all of that. So, like I mentioned, many different apps and the new startups that we're going to officially launch, I believe, in Q4 2024 is Proposly. Any question up until now before we dive into numbers? If you're too quiet, it's scaring me a bit, but maybe I'm doing too much of, either I'm doing too much of a good job or bad job. I don't know yet. We'll soon find out. So Edco present actually strong financial results. You know, like we are at the conference of micro cap or small cap, but actually companies that generate $30 million in revenue is not a micro cap or a small cap. It's already, I would say, almost a mid-cap company, and Edco been successfully doing that for quite many years now. So we are traded small cap company, but we're not necessarily a small cap company. And if you're talking about the company business model, I would say it's an hybrid business model. We have the SaaS offering or SaaS component. We have the performance-based fees as well on top of it usually. And if it's a solution, we have monthly retainer as well. And I can give you an example so things will make more sense. We talk about Media Blast app. So Media Blast offers three subscription levels. The first one is $1,000 per month, then $2,000 per month, and $3,000 per month. And let's say the basic one, the $1,000 per month, is good to ad spend of up to $10,000 monthly. Right, so it's already baked within the subscription fee, but let's say if you want to spend more than that, you have over limit fee of 7%, for example. So let's say you spend $15,000 monthly, you're going to pay additional 7% for the extra 5% that are not included. So that means that we have the subscription, but we also have the performance fees that allow us to scale up and grow as the business that is using the tool is growing. And the same story will go for Fidito, for example. So if you use a large feed, probably you're going to pay more because you're using larger feed with more requirements from the system, for example. Yearly revenue. So as I mentioned before, we've been growing almost 20% year on year, you know, since 2018. The company ended 2023 with a bit more than $31 million. Everything is Canadian dollar in revenue. We did have a spike in 2021 because of COVID, that a lot of e-commerce related revenue went out and inflated the number a bit, but you can see the trend. The trend is very positive and is growing year on year with exactly around 20%, give or take. If you look at the geo revenue split, we can see that 40% in 2023 numbers of revenue came from the EMEA region. If you remember, this is where everything started, right? We started in Tel Aviv, and EMEA was the first region that we targeted. And then 2023, APAC and North America was around 30% each. Having said that, what we are seeing right now that is a lot of growth and a lot of momentum that building up or shaping up quite nice in North America, and we believe this is going to be the lead market for us, let's say 2025 and above, maybe even 2024. So it's still, we still are missing a few critical months within the year, but this is the way things shaping up. So this means that, yeah, we started strong, but now we can grow strong in other markets as well, which is very encouraging for us. Discuss it, solid cash position, $7.5 million, that set a very good foundation and stable foundation for the company to continue to grow. Bear in mind, the company is not burning cash, right? We're going to end up the year more or less the way we started it, which is good, and we'll continue to invest a lot in innovation. So it's not like we sit back and do nothing. Trust me, we invest, but even if we invest, we're still making enough money to pay our own meals. LC balance sheet, we have total assets of almost 17.5 million as of June 2024 and zero debt. So the company is debt free. There's no like a, I would say, gray cloud above the company or something like that. You know, like it's blue sky for us, and that's very positive, especially under the current market condition, was anything but ideal for the past 3 years, I guess, right? A bit about key leadership. So a lot of executives are based in Tel Aviv, myself, our CEO and CFO as well. CTO actually is based in Winnipeg, Canada. We have Ronit that's leading the team in Australia, the GM of our Australian operation, Martin, which is the CPO and leading our activity or operation in North America, Alina for East Asia. So basically quite a diverse team with a diverse global footprint. That's actually very interesting. Wow, 5 minutes. I'm talking too much, I guess. But we are nearing the end. So that's an interesting slide as well. It's slide, and you can see a name like, I don't know, Aluminium, like Sabio and stuff like that. All ATEC company traded in Toronto Stock Exchange. And when you compare the different, let's say, metrics to ETCO, then you can see that ETCO, let's say, revenue-wise in growth is number one in the peer. Let's say revenue in Q4 in 2023 is second in the peer. KGAR, you know, like, again, second in the peer or first in the peer. So basically, but when you look at multiple, it's the most undervalued. So this means there's disconnection between the company, where the company is traded and how the company is operated. And I think we flew all the way from Tel Aviv to end this disconnection, hopefully. So if people realize it's a very good company, it's a solid company, it's a very interesting story, then hopefully they will look at ETCO differently moving forward. Cap table, total outstanding shares are 60 million. Current float is around 18 million, so quite a tight float, and we'll discuss it on the next slide. And basically, current share price is around 17 million, so 10 million in a market cap, give or take. Bear in mind, we have 7.5 million in cash. So enterprise value is 2.5 million, and it's a steal. So basically, that's where the company stands today, and this is like maybe the biggest opportunity for you as an investor. We discussed the float, 30%, you know, float compared to management holding 70%. I'm holding most of these shares myself. So basically a lot of skin in the game and still a lot of commitment to the story. Quickly, future roadmap, what to expect from the company. Product development, we discussed proposally, should be officially launched in Q4 2024. So that's literally around the corner. So this, you don't need to wait a lot for it. Stay tuned. Market expansion, we discussed it as well. 2025, we expect North America to be the lead market for us, and moving forward, that should support to be the case as well. Even maybe it's happened prior to that. And partnership in M&A, that's a very important factor for us to continue growing, and it's something that we are actively looking, you know, like to do, whether it's to establish new partnership or maybe even identify an interesting M&A opportunity. So just to round up today's story, rapid growing company, almost 20% year on year, strong financial foundation. We talk about cash position. We talk about the fact that we are zero debt. We talked about the company can focus on what they're doing and not worried about being a need to raise more money or anything like that or dilute the investors. We also want to discuss about the alignment with investor trends. You know, like investing in ETCO is investing in AI, investing in digital transformation and automation. So that's very important. And a unique investment opportunity, enterprise value, 2.5 million, that give you like effective multiple on revenue of 0.1 and on gross profit of 0.25, you know, so that's ridiculous numbers. And that's what you can buy today if you're going to go online today and buy the ETCO stock. And so that's, I think, tell the entire story. It's a good company. It's not a small cap company. We've been around. We know what we are doing. We know how to develop technology. We're accelerating now because of AI. And there's a lot of good things coming your way as shareholder and investor, and stay tuned for it. Thank you. One minute left. Who is the lucky guy to ask a question? Nick, you have a question for me? Thank you. So it was my pleasure to speak today, and obviously we are still available. The entire team is still available today, so if you want to catch a quick chat with us one-on-one, then you're more than welcome. And thank you for the attention today.